Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Oh, things are getting wild during my interview with Angelina Jolie.
If I saw a man in the woods, I too would not be able to have sex with him.
Yep, I really did go there. You gotta see her reaction. Plus,
I'm a grown single woman. And okay. Then you should admit that you Polo.
Is this the worst Housewives fight of all time? And Gwyneth Paltrow admits she's gone off the rails, but who hasn't? And welcome to Daily Pop. We've got some major feuds for you today and my crazy new interview with Angelina Jolie that's probably too hot for daytime TV, but we don't care. Plus, get this, J-Lo and Ben Affleck have been spotted together in Montana. The details are breaking as we speak. We will have more for you in just a bit. I'm your host, Justin Sylvester. Woo-hoo! I am joined by Liliana Vasquez.
Hello.
And look who else is back. Kim, I got 10 jobs.
Yes!
Yeah, you got 10 jobs. Let's dive right in, everybody. The Atlanta Housewives reunion is still going, and these ladies are not over trying to figure out who got that bolo. And last night during their final reunion episode, the ladies went to war.
I think any time that you have sex with someone or explore, as you say, is within their right. However, it's my right to exploit what they do in a cast house for a reality TV show.
I'm a grown single woman.
And okay. Then you should admit that you Polo.
Nobody asked you.
That's the point.
So, why don't you tell us who you
All right.
You're trying to slut shame me.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Lied. Why
you
did you lie to me?
Absolutely are.
Wow. Oh. First and foremost, when you're on a reality show, do you think Kenya has a point that you have the right to exploit your other cast members?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't usually agree with Kenya, and I think her word choice was wrong in the moment. I think exploit was a little dramatic. I think what she wanted to say was, I have the right to speak about it because it did happen on a cast trip in a cast house. So I think she does. Now, if she had decided to allegedly have relations with Bolo outside of this trip, at her private home, his home, a hotel, a private island, I don't care where it was, then I don't think that Kenya has a right to speak on it. But if it happens on the show, whether the cameras are on or off, I do think it becomes open game.
You know, I normally agree with that, and yeah. I do. I think in some parts of me, I do see it that way, but I also know when you're on a reality show, even on this show, I think everybody has their boundary. Mm-hmm. And I think there is like a sense of respect. Like, I've known Morgan for 10 years. We've done this show for 3 years. We've traveled the world. We've seen, you know, some things together, but there are certain things that she wouldn't bring up about me and vice versa. And I think a lot of times the cast members of these shows sit down before they start filming and they kind of sort of mark off their boundaries. Like, I know it's an open secret that my children didn't come from my body, but let's not bring it up because they don't know it or this or that. So I do think there is a boundary.
Yeah, but Kenya and Portia are not going to respect those boundaries with each other. And Morgan have a beautiful friendship, right? So you are respectful of those boundaries. But you wouldn't cross the line. These two women, no love lost.
For sure. Right.
And I mean, let's just keep it real. It's reality television. It's a housewife brand. We have to keep the drama going. NeNe Leakes is no longer there. So who is going to take the crown and run with it? And Kenya been after that crown for a very long time.
No, she is putting it right on her head.
Yeah, so I think that's what's happening right here. She has to. What, I mean, think about it. We would not know who Kenya Moore is. She had her other crown, Miss USA or whatever, but that's it. You know, she's got to.
Maybe you want to be a peach.
I was going to say.
Maybe you should hold the peach right now.
Kenya knows. She knows the game. She's got to go in there. She's got to create drama. She wants to hold that position. She's got to do this. This is like a football game. You better keep your position.
I agree with you. I think the only problem, too, is society has made this issue where women can't explore themselves sexually. This woman is single. So if she wanted to get a little bit of bolo, it should be fine. And if there were men on a bachelor party and hooked up with a stripper, we would be high-fiving them. I go back to the Tiger Woods moment. How Tiger Woods had this whole sex scandal, went away, came back, got his endorsements back, became an American hero yet again. Imagine if that was Serena Williams, who was married, who got caught with 12 men and had a sex scandal. Would we welcome Serena Williams back into our hearts and our lives and pay her to endorse products if it happened to a woman?
No, it's always a double
standard. It's always a double. I agree with you there. And I think that Portia's single. She can do whatever she wants. She can do whoever she wants, wherever she wants. I think that's the bigger issue, is that as women, we're not allowed to be as sexually free and liberated and express our sexuality however we want. You shouldn't be slut-shaming Portia for having any kind of sex with anyone.
Why does it have to be a slut-shaming? Why does that have to even be a word? I slept with Bolo.
Because men created it?
Right.
I don't think men created it.
You think women created it?
No, I think men created it, but women perpetuate it. I think it's, look at you, she's a slut. Like, I think it's
happens for
everyone. Why is she a slut?
Because
she had sex?
Because I'm a single woman and I slept with a stripper. If he was a construction worker, would you say that?
What if he was a construction worker stripper?
Well, that would have been
I like a costume, Portia, so I feel like.
Yeah, but if Portia had straight up admitted and been like, you know what?
I did.
I slapped with him. In everything.
Shot
it's over. Right, but she's like, I did it, and I did it with oil all over my body.
You know what? You know what? Or it would turn into a miniseries like our next story. The first photos from the Pam and Tommy Hulu miniseries just dropped, and they are blowing my mind on a Monday. Take a look at Lily James and Sebastian Stan as Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee. You guys, Lily James looks exactly like Pamela Anderson. Now, this is apparently supposed to be a comedic series based on their sex tape, but do you guys think Pam will be laughing?
Pam might, because it's okay. It's been years. Once again.
Coming back up again.
It comes back up, but it actually added to her fame, you know?
Oh, yeah.
There was a time where sex tapes were not a good thing. And, you know, you were talking before, this is the first really thing that...
This was the one.
This was the launch, right?
Who changed the game. I have an interesting fact for you guys. Wonder Woman made $46 million domestically. It was advertised as if it was the last movie we would ever see in our lives.
That was it. You were never going to see anything.
You shoved it down our throats, made us get HBO Max, and it made $46 million domestically. Pam and Tommy Lee, after the first 12 months, was $77 million.
What?
And by the way, it was a 54-minute tape, and it only included 8 minutes of sex. I did the research myself.
Wait, but is that the hardcore version? Because I remember, I'm going to date myself, and I hate dating myself, but I remember when this sex tape came out, I think I still had AOL dial-up.
Yes.
And I remember being like, I'm going to Google this, and then my computer would, like, crap out because it wouldn't allow me to download.
What? Still at that much money.
$77 million.
Yeah. This is before Instagram. This is before social media.
I thought that they didn't profit. Why did I think that they... Didn't they say that they never made a penny?
Well, I guess we watched
celebrities.
When we watch the film, we'll figure it out, won't we?
Yeah. Right. Can we get a copy of it?
100%. But that's what celebrities say when they get in this situation. They're like, you know, we didn't make a profit from it. We didn't want anything. But what happens is they sign secret deals. Once you know it's coming out, once you know you can't stop it and people are going to leak it, you're kind of forced in a corner where you're like, do I participate in this or do I let someone leak it, fight for my rights, lose in court? and then end up spending more money on legal fees. No, these people profited from the greatest sex tape ever.
The greatest.
Is it the greatest?
The first, and it wasn't really the first. If we really go back, and unfortunately, we look at Jane Kennedy and yes. Isaac Kennedy was the very first sex tape that got that tape that got leaked.
It was in black and white.
And it ruined her career. She never recovered from that.
Wow.
And she was really at the top of her career. And Jane Kennedy did not, and I look at how these sex tapes after that, and well, wrong color sometimes, wrong time and wrong race.
But you know what? I feel like when people say, look, I'm going to embrace this, I'm going to turn this into something else, that's when people kind of sort of embrace you. I think whenever you're ashamed about it and you fight it so hard, people start to point the finger at you and say you should be ashamed for yourself.
But she was the first. It was very hard to be the first.
She didn't know what to do.
Very hard. I'm thinking it might have been like the 90s,
like before,
80s.
Because this was 95, right?
This was 95. So this
was. It was a big old hand thing he had on his hand. I'd never seen something huge. He was doing a lot, and it was in black and white. But it was like, it was before even the whole Vanessa Williams scandal. She was the first beauty female to go down, and I mean in flames.
Wow.
She never recovered from it, and we think about it today, and I'm not mentioning any names, but you know, it starts with a K. A lot of people have profited
so
from these things. So I look back on that and say, if the times were different, mm-hmm. and you're right, if you accept it and you say, look at me, I don't know if that would have been, it was a different time.
Yeah.
You got to be almost superwoman to be like, I did it, look at me.
Oh God,
yeah.
Wouldn't that be so refreshing?
Yes.
To have people say, by the way, everyone has sex. What's the big deal?
What's the big deal?
People have sex. So it makes it on a video. You made it at home. Who cares? Move on.
100%.
That might have been a good idea.
Back then.
By the way, the lesson here today, everybody, I love to give a lesson in the A block. Pay your bills. Because the reason why this sex tape was
leaked
in the first place is because they didn't want to pay a $20,000 renovation bill and a contractor stole the tape and sold it.
No way. Is that the story?
Yes,
that's the story.
Apparently, he walked into their safe and just grabbed it off the shelf and stole. But I'm like, why was your safe
first
open?
First of all, why was it labeled?
No, you can't.
Why was it labeled? First of all.
It should have been like, baby's first steps.
That's what.
All
your sex tapes, baby's first
steps.
Why
is that?
Okay?
I'm so glad you told me this. Oh, my God. I got to pick
it. Hardcore honeymoon.
Honeymoon.
I was like, who knew? I got to pay my cable bill. Oh, Lord.
Pay your
cable bill. Many tapes are in the
Kim Worley
vault?
Don't worry about it.
I'm coming over.
New interview with Angelina Jolie, the girl talk you don't want to miss. Plus, J-Lo and Ben spotted together again in Montana. Was this friendly like they say? Or more, we've got the breaking details coming right up. Wait, spent Mother's Day with J-Lo in Montana?
Just saying,
girl.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Every conversation with people you haven't seen since quarantine started.
Good to see you. It's been since before quarantine, right?
Yeah, totally.
Who the f*** is this?
So did you travel at all?
No. You?
No.
Cool.
Is this really a conversation?
I think this is going pretty well.
How's your wife?
Really good. We've been working from home, so we're really productive, and we get to see each other more. We're getting divorced, and I'm losing my job.
That was Elon Musk making his debut on NBC's Saturday Night Live. Let's talk about that skit. Do you think that first party is going to be awkward?
The first party?
Like
I've already had several of those.
Yeah, I'm not ready. I'm really not ready. Like, I think anytime there's more, like, I've hung out with up to, like, 8 people, and it feels like it's too much. It's, like, social overload for my brain. I don't even remember how to hold conversations with multiple people
at one time.
Like, remember how you used to go to, like, cocktail parties and you'd, like, mingle and walk around and be like, start with you, and then I'd end up with Kim, and then I'd be grabbing a drink. Like, all of that?
Yeah.
That's too much energy.
Oh, it is.
I don't have that
energy.
And
there's the hugging and the people touching the chips and all that. You're like, everybody stop. Put your mask on. Don't care about your vaccine. Put your mask on. Here's hand sanitizer. Don't touch those chips. I have them in Ziploc bags. I
mean, individual servings.
Individual servings.
Everything.
No, it's true. I just hope that people get real about the pandemic. You know, I catch people saying, oh, it was fine. It was okay. It's kind of sort of when you talk to people about parenthood and they're like, oh, no, no, it's going great. Right. Even though they haven't slept in 2 months and that their baby has been crying nonstop and they have more diapers than anything. I just hope that as people, we could be real and tell people how hard it was so people don't feel alone.
Okay, was the hardest thing about quarantine? Like the hardest, like what hit you the hardest?
Honestly?
Yeah. Oh.
No sex.
Wow.
But that's, yeah.
I'm a single man. I didn't get to hug anybody. I didn't get to touch anybody. I didn't get to connect with anyone.
You were touch-starved.
And I was touch-starved. And for me, it was like the fear of when it did happen, it was like, am I going to be okay? Am I going to die? Like, those things are hard for me. And I talk about it with people, and they're shocked. I'm like, no, I'm a single guy. That, to me, not being touched for almost a year and a half was terrible.
I want to come
back. No, it's okay.
Please don't.
Like the hardest thing, he said sex. The hardest thing, people, was the thought of death every day. It was death at the grocery store. It was death when somebody delivered something. The hardest thing was death. It was just the
just
fear
hard.
Of what is next because this hit us. So you don't know. And if you, when you have a child, you think about the world and what's going to happen. When you have your child, you got to understand. All you think about is, is this thing going to take over? What is next?
Yeah,
and you know, and people coming over, you're like, no, because you're thinking of your child. You always put your child first.
Yeah.
So that is the thing. I put on a whole hazmat suit. My son showed me the video last night. He was like, mommy, look at you dressed stupid. I
was like, see, we are not ready for social gatherings. Like, we're not ready. Yeah.
We're not ready.
I'm ready because I'm touch starved too. I flirted with everybody. When the UPS man used to come over every day because I just order stuff just to see a man. I was like, hey, I like you brown.
Keep in mind, they told Kim Whitley to rap 2 minutes ago. She's still
talking. She's still talking.
Rambos! Angelina Jolie is opening up about dating, being alone, and how her kids have flipped the script on her. Now, I gave you guys a little preview last week, but now we have been cleared to show you everything. Plus, she kind of caught me and a friend off guard. Watch this.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hold on. I'm going to have to call you back. Angelina Jolie is literally in my living room right now. She is literally right here. This is she.
Hi.
No, hi.
Yes, yes, I'm gonna have to call you back. I only have 3 minutes with her, it's crazy. Hello, good to see you again.
You too.
Now, I'm not gonna lie, Angie, I got 6 plants here. They run me crazy. One likes to be watered at this time. The other one likes to do this at this time. One likes to be in the sun only from 1 until 3. The stress and the pressure of keeping them alive is intense. How do you do it with 6 kids?
I'm very fortunate. I have 6 very capable children. Of course, you wake up and you just feel, I gotta make sure they're okay. I gotta make sure they're mentally okay. But honestly, I think a few years ago, it switched and they're kind of thinking, we gotta make sure mom's okay. They take really good care of me and we're such a team. So I am very, very lucky. So I worry. I'm always the one that worries, but I adore them. They're cool people.
Kid.
Take a deep breath.
Let's get to the chase. Angie, I know why you took this film. You wanted that carpool street cred to remind your kids that you were a badass once and you can still do it now.
You know what? Exactly.
I knew it.
It is funny. The kids did. It was the first time because I haven't done action in about 10 years. I think it was more funny thinking like, what are you doing?
Miss Medina, how are you?
I'm well. Hello.
What I love about this film is you see two women tap into their maternal instinct to protect and survive. Do you remember that first time where that activated?
I remember it clearly. It was right after I had given birth and my husband and I were crossing the street and this taxi driver honked at me because I guess I was moving too slow and I brought my fist down on the hood of the car.
Yes.
Hurt him out and I scared everyone. It was pure animal. It felt great.
Oh,
Ugh.
Yeah.
I gotta get to something that happened in the movie, and I have to be honest, if I saw a man in the woods, I too would not be able to have sex with him. That also goes for if a man lives with his mom, if a man has a bad credit score. I have a long list. Is there a no-no when you see a dude and you're like, I cannot do this with you right now?
I probably have a very long list. I've been alone for a long time now.
Amazing.
So when are you and Angie grabbing lunch?
First of all, why are you calling her Angie?
Because we've met multiple times.
Really?
Met? Yes. Or like your friends?
No, we've met. We've been at the same grocery store multiple times.
I don't know.
What grocery store is that?
What is the name of her movie that she's doing? It's...
Oh my God, Those Who Wish Me Dead. It's unbelievable. Okay. And I've always said, I go to movies all the time when the pandemic wasn't happening. And someone said, when you know the right movie comes for you, you will return to the movies. I will be going to the movies this Friday to see this movie because I have to. I saw it on HBO Max, but I need to see it.
Oh, you gotta
in
see
theaters.
It on
it's
the big
so
screen.
So amazing.
Oh wait, when she was in Salt, let me tell you something. I bought the movie. I watched it again. She is a really good action hero woman. Badass.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Angie.
I like her.
You guys, check out my girl Angie and Those Who Wish Me Dead. This Friday in theaters and on HBO. Up next, Gwyneth Paltrow reveals how she went totally off the rails. Then we're hanging with Katy Perry on Mother's Day, how her man made the day extra special. That is all coming up. Angie.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Welcome back to Daily Pop. Let's get right into today's Hollywood Minute. Juliana is saying goodbye to the E! Red Carpet after 20 years. She made the announcement on Instagram thanking the network and the countless people she's worked with over the years. But Juliana won't be far away because she also announced a new development deal with our parent company, NBC. Gee, thank you, and we are so excited for your future projects. Gwyneth Paltrow is admitting she drank whiskey every night during the pandemic. Gwyneth just told the Smartless podcast she went totally off the rails drinking what she calls a Buster Paltrow 7 nights a week. You're wondering what it's made with? That would be a quinoa whiskey from a distillery in Tennessee, along with maple syrup and lemon juice. Although she drank every day, Gwyneth says she didn't get blackout drunk. And we have to talk about some celebrity Mother's Day wins. Ryan Reynolds wished his wife, Blake Lively, her special day with this photo and hilarious caption, "Never could I have predicted anonymous airport bathroom sex would lead to this, or how you'd hire Dog the Bounty Hunter to find me." And Dax Shepard thanked Kristen Bell, posting this naked photo of her and saying, let me read the caption. "Momming has changed since he was a kid, and he is all for it." We celebrated Mother's Day with the stars of American Idol. It's down to the top five. Luke Bryan told us how he almost ruined a special moment with his wife, and Katie revealed how Orlando made her day extra special.
We celebrated yesterday knowing that I was going to work, and I celebrated with my mom and my sister and sister-in-law, and our family used to be just five, and now it's like 15, but we have to rent the big van to go anywhere, and it's wonderful, it's amazing, and I'm just so fulfilled and happy that I got the opportunity to become a mother. It's the greatest gift in the world.
Caroline's having a bad morning, we're dancing it out. What was funny is me and her used to listen to Huey Lewis a lot. So I run in there and I play Huey Lewis, but I meant to play Yes, It's True. I'm Happy to Be Stuck With You. And I actually played This Is It, which is kind of like a breakup song or something. So I just hit the wrong song on whatever I was, streaming on my phone. But I think she enjoyed the sentiment. I got lucky.
Kate McKinnon says, "You don't know the real her." She told Variety that people are often confused when they meet me because I'm soft-spoken and pensive. I'm extraordinarily introverted. This is quite the opposite of how we see her on TV. I know a lot of comedians who do the bait and switch. Kim, are a lot of comedians really shy and introverted?
Yes, we're just so shy. No, they're extroverts. You know, that might be her thing. A lot of comedians, they say comedy comes from depression. People are introverts and they get on stage. They can be the who they want to be. You know, it's an act. But I would say extroverts, a lot of them, because a lot of them, let's say Jamie Foxx. When you see Jamie is the same way he is at home, the way he is out.
Oh, yeah.
The same person. So I would say extroverts, like they're, you know, funny.
I would say 50-50. I would say 50-50 because we have seen comedians show their real asses in interviews, on red carpets, and actually, you guys, we actually have real footage of when comedians' real personalities attack on camera. Take a look at this.
Okay, let's see.
People are tired most of the time.
I love you so much.
Oh, thanks.
Can I give you a hug?
No, thanks.
Please?
No, thanks.
A little one.
Yeah, no, thanks. Oh. I don't know who that was.
Yeah, it was Kesha.
Okay.
The Discovery Channel has given me this. By the way, we were so lucky that we caught that on camera. A lot of times you run up to people thinking they're going to be the comedian you see on TV.
Exactly.
And it's not.
And that is the message.
That to me, that moment where he goes, no thanks, that could not have been more Seinfeld than like the show like written for him. Like he actually, to me, felt like he did that in character.
Eddie
like
said,
that is such a Jerry
Eddie said,
Seinfeld.
No thanks. See, it would have been different for me. I'd have been like, back up, security. Because people run up on you. I've been injured several times and that's why you have to do. People are fan crazy. I have been choked. I've been scratched. You have to be careful with people running up on you. And now with the corona and the COVID, no way. Absolutely not. So you have to understand, Jim Carrey. And I say with Jim Carrey, I did a movie with Jim and Fun with Dick and James. Hilarious. But think about this. Jim, you'd see him and he's crazy, not on the set. Because if you think about a comedian, I bet you when he was younger, funny, Martin Lawrence, all funny. Same thing. I did a movie with him. They're extroverts, but when they're working, think about putting all that energy on cut.
Yes.
Now I have to go do the scene. They have been exhausted, so they've learned. When they say cut, very quiet.
They start to then reserve their energy.
Reserve their energy, go back to the trailer. It's smart. Then they come out and they act all crazy. But when you see them on the set, you think, oh, they're mean, they're rude. They're not.
They're preserving the whole thing. But I feel like that, putting all that energy out, and you guys probably feel this, sometimes, like, say you do, like, two shows in a day or you do three shows in a day, by the time you're at dinner with your friends, they expect you to be that same person that they got to watch on Daily Pop or whatever show you're on. And they're like, what's going on? You're like, I'm so tired of giving and, like, emoting that you just, like, sit back and you're quiet. People expect you to be as lively and as energetic as you are. So I totally get that.
I mean, I turn into Daria.
No.
Up next are the inside details on J-Lo and Ben Affleck's latest reunion. What's going on here? We're digging into it. I cannot wait.
I cannot believe you said Daria.
Welcome back. We have another J-Lo and Ben Affleck sighting. The two were spotted over the weekend, and according to our sources, they're really enjoying their time together. Now, let's not forget, Ben was seen getting picked up and dropped off at Jen's house last week in her white Escalade. You guys, when you heard this morning, by the way, we just found this out as we were going to show. What did you guys think?
I said, please make all my Gigli 2 dreams come true. That's what I thought.
Who is standing outside her house? That's what I want to know. I mean, really, this is just ridiculous.
I love it.
Why is he in her car? It's a lot of...
Because she sent for him. She was like, I'm going to send my car to pick you up. Get in it. And he got in
it.
Yeah.
But then you want it to be news. If you just say, hey, go get that little Uber or that little Lyft.
Because if he pulled up in like, you know...
Nobody
would have 1997 Honda Civic.
Nobody would have known.
Nobody's taking pictures.
Here's the thing. I always said when these two broke up, they weren't ready for each other. The time was not right. But I think a lot of couples who have been serious with one another go through marriages, go through relationships, have kids, and then later on in life, they circle back because not only is the time right, but they're both in spaces where they can welcome each other back with open arms.
Okay, but can we go back to when they broke up? Do you remember the whole strip club gate with him? He embarrassed her with that whole thing. I'm just...
She just broke
up. When has a man never embarrassed us?
Confused. Didn't she just break up last week with A-Rod?
That was a while ago.
You got the news that they were maybe breaking up, and then he was going to try to get it back. I think that those two have been broken up since the first time we heard it.
I think.
But still, that's some quick time. We're not talking months at all.
We're not talking about a new relationship. Exactly.
That
we're
is
talking
familiar.
About. Somebody who has been, we're talking about two people who have been engaged, two people who know each other, two people who know where each other stand. I think it works.
You think it works?
I think it works for me.
I go back. I'm actually going back right now. I do circle back, but I don't circle back in public. You don't circle back if you have children, you have people already talking about you in this last one, and then you circle back and you send your car. No.
But guess what? No one's talking about that last one anymore. Everybody is Goo Goo Gaga over Ben.
But Kim does have a point.
Kim definitely has a point.
Because when celebrities want to keep things private, they have all the resources and money and access to keep things
quiet. Trust me, I've done it several times.
Exactly.
With Victor.
So if J-Lo and Ben really wanted privacy, they would find that privacy at whatever cost because it's not an issue. I agree with you.
By the way, we're hearing that they're in a very remote location. We're not talking about they vacationed at the Bel Air Hotel or on Sunset
Boulevard. That was 2 weeks ago.
We're talking about they're in a very remote location. No matter where you go, you're Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. Someone is going to spot you. Even if you go to Papua New Guinea. Somebody is going to spot you in Papua New Guinea.
I don't know. I think they could. I grew up in Texas. There's a ton of tiny towns, remote Texas. Yes. You fly in private. You get in an unmarked car. You approach the entrance of your big ass farm from separate. No one's going to find you.
But let me ask you a question. What? If you were in Texas and you went to Starbucks and you saw this woman with big ass hair and Ben Affleck, you wouldn't say,
Why is J-Lo getting her own Starbucks? People like me get my own Starbucks. J-Lo has no business being in a Starbucks.
She wants to go out.
Then she wants to be seen. Absolutely wants to be seen. First of all, why is she back with him? Why isn't she giving it some time? I'm just trying to understand.
Isn't she working, doing a movie?
Isn't she busy?
She's got to get that shit.
Love
don't wait.
So I'm gonna say
they must have been seeing each other while her and A-Rod was seeing each other.
Coming up while Legal talks to Kim, don't go out buying a new car, clothes, or anything else before listening to our next guest. A financial expert is here with money-saving tips for everybody on this panel. Because I saw Kim's car, you don't want to miss it.
She's about to get sued.
You're about to lose all your money. Summer is just around the corner and the world is opening up and people are ready to start traveling and shopping again. So finance expert Nicole Lappin is here with some tips on how to shop smart.
Hey! Woo! Guys. I am a shopper. I love to shop. Every minute on my phone, Instagram, whatever, I open all the ads. So how do we freshen up for the summer? We're ready to see new people without breaking the bank.
I think make a list. Like when you go to the grocery store and you're hangry, what happens?
You get everything.
You buy all the things, right? And what happens when you go online on your phone or on Instagram and you're emotional or you're drunk?
You get everything.
I can't say that on national.
Or I'm just awake.
Right? Or you're tired or something and you're like, I just need something. And you might not even need it. So I say make a list like you would to a grocery store before you even go onto online shopping sites. And for clothing right now, this is a good time to look at thrift stores or consignment stores because it's right after spring cleaning.
I like that.
Okay, so is that what you're talking about when you're saying online shopping? Is there a cooling off period? You say, because I go online at night and go crazy.
So do I. And I put everything in my cart. Just go wild.
Just go crazy, put it all in the cart, and then what? Buy it?
And then step away.
Oh.
Where do
step
I step
away
to?
From the cart. Go to sleep.
Where do I step to?
Step away from the computer. Call Liliana. Call Justin.
No,
call me.
Her to buy it.
All right. Find a responsible buddy. You know, like an accountability partner for when you're working out, right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that's.
Send a picture of what you want to buy and be like, can I buy this, Nicole? And we'll have a chat.
But chances are,
honestly, you're probably going to even forget that it was there 24 hours
later.
Doesn't that happen all the time? But you can also look at different plugins where you can find discount sites. Like you can install something like Honey into your browser. Not so you're making sure, yeah, exactly,
getting those
discounts.
Coupon codes. Shot Girl Summer is officially here and people are ready to go on vacation. I've never known this and I started asking myself this summer is, how can you tell how much to budget for a vacation? What's too much?
So a lot of people are doing like revenge vacations right now and going wild with luxury. And I get it, we've all been cooped up. You know, as far as a budget goes, I like to create some savings accounts. So within your savings account, you can actually name different savings accounts. So you can say like, Justin's Mexico vacation or whatever it is. And so you're saving toward that and you actually have a name. So it doesn't feel like an abyss of like, yes, more, oh my God, I have to save more. Uh-huh. It feels like a drag. It actually feels aspirational and you're excited to do that. And so right now, of course, summer travel is cheap, but it's gonna get more expensive. So if you wanna go,
buy now.
Like now, next month, international travel is gonna get
so
more
buy
expensive.
The tickets now.
And what yes. day of the week is the best day to buy travel tickets?
There's a lot of different theories about this, but the studies have shown that Tuesday and Wednesday. The best days.
Nighttime or morning time?
Great question. Yeah. Nighttime or morning time?
Nighttime? After midnight, before.
And reset your cookies.
Right? Yes, that's also true. Yeah. Those are the ads that keeps
my cookie.
That's how you're going on vacation.
Yo,
sorry.
I love a cookie reset. Okay. Let me ask you a question because both of these bougie ones right here lease cars. Both of them.
Oh.
Yes. Is it smart to lease a car or to buy a car?
No.
I thought it was the best business way. I have a corporation. I need a write-off.
Okay, that's a different story.
That's a different story.
Yeah.
But for the average American,
please, lease
or should you buy?
No. Used cars cheap, run those jalopies into the ground, sell them later. Please do not buy a new car. It is just a waste of money. It loses money right when you drive it off the lot. After 4 years is the best time to buy a used car because that's the greatest appreciation.
The last 4 years.
First 4 years. So like in 4 years from now would be the great time to buy cars.
So I should buy a 21 car in 25?
If you can. I mean, that would be the optimal time where you're getting the most for your money and then you're just driving it into the ground. Because with leases, sister, I think they are a scam. I'm just going to come out and say it. I know this is a controversial statement.
You just offended everyone in LA and their G-Wagons.
Bring it.
Because everyone is leasing a G-Wagon.
Because I need a new car every 2 years just to look like I'm balling. That's the problem.
That's how people do it.
And that's why people get broke.
Okay.
It's true. If you don't have money for a car, do not buy it. You don't need to flex with your ride.
I'm just going to say it.
I need you to stay so Kim can get her life together again in another commercial break. When we come back, you guys, we have so many more burning questions. Like, when to buy a house? I need to know that. We'll be right back. Kim!
Should we show you our bank apps?
We're back with our finance expert, Nicole Lappin. I have a question for you. I would love to buy a home, and I don't know when the right time is. How will I know that I have enough money for that house?
Have you started?
I started saving.
Have you started looking in LA in particular? They're going so fast.
I'm so scared to look because I don't have. By the way, I'm going to need a house where there's not 10 offers over asking that are cash as a first-time homeowner. But I love to live with a little bit of cushion because I always am afraid that my life is going to end tomorrow.
Or there's going to be a pandemic.
Yes.
Right.
So as a first-time home buyer, when do you know that it's time to put your money into real estate?
I think it's really important to step back to the bigger picture because a lot of folks think that home buying is the end-all be-all for getting your financial life together. It's not necessarily. I don't want people to be house broke, which is often what happens. So first, before you even think about buying a house, make sure you have an emergency fund. And I said this for years and folks were like, there's not going to be an emergency. What do you mean? Like a pandemic or something? And then you can't go to the grocery store with your mortgage. You need cash in the bank, like 6 to 9 months of savings. But, we've seen with the pandemic that we need that emergency fund. Emergencies happen, and often they happen on top of each other, right? That's always how it works. And so if you have a precarious job, like you're a real estate agent or you're a model or you work on commission.
She didn't want to say it.
Then a year would be better.
Then how do you know how much to save for your retirement?
ideally you would break down a spending plan. I look at it as a spending plan, like an eating plan that's sustainable, that allows you small indulgences so you don't end up binging later on. So I say 70% of your overall take-home pay should go to the essentials. So your food, your housing, your transportation, all that jazz. And then 15% should go to the extras. So the online shopping, vacations, the mani-pedi, the vacation, the latte, like whatever does it for you and keeps you on track. And then 15% should go to your end game. So I call it the three E's.
Oh, I like that.
I like alliteration. And so, yeah, 15% of your overall take-home pay should go to alliteration.
Okay. I like that.
Or not to alliteration, too.
Look, I got so many questions.
Yeah, I know. She's like, wait, can I have a private one-on-one consultation? I'm sorry.
No, we got so much.
You go ahead. You have something
really important. I'm about to have a baby. Okay, and yes. My question
Mazel
is,
tov.
Thank you so much. And one of the things that I want to do is start saving for this baby now, like in utero. I want to make sure that this baby is taken care of.
Smart.
So if I'm saving for us, like our family, that's one savings. But should I start saving for the baby and open a separate savings account that's just for the baby?
If you can, a 529 would be good for college.
What's a 529?
A 529 plan is just a tax advantage plan for education. Or you could look at like...
But you can't touch it.
That's a, but that's a good thing, because then I'd go buy shoes with a 529 plan if I could touch it. It's not allowed.
Can you imagine your baby don't go to Harvard because of the shoes?
Real quick, what about cryptocurrency? Is it a thing people should get into or not? Yes or no?
I would say keep it to 1% of your net worth. And it's not just for rich people net worths. It's assets minus liabilities. And so if you can lose 1%, everyone can, but you can't necessarily afford to miss out on growth if that 1% becomes 100% and it goes bananas.
I'm gonna need a Bitcoin.
Yes.
Somebody, yeah. Better. We can go on in.
Should have gotten that
can we
long
split
time
one?
Ago.
You,
I'm, no, we're I'm splitting. Totally. We're
split.
No, we're split.
We're going to
split. We're going to use your 1% because I know it's big. Thank you for the money advice. Check out Nicole's Money Rehab podcast on iHeartRadio and check out her book, Rich Bitch.
Yes.
She's talking about me. Coming up, Normani's black halter neck dress looks expensive, but is it? We're playing around a budget buster and budget friendly next. Can you spot a good deal? Because we're going to test your skills with a round of budget-friendly or budget buster. First up, we have our girl Normani in this black halter dress. You have your paddles. Do you think it's friendly or buster?
I think it's expensive.
Let's see. Is it buster? Buster friendly. By the way, this is why I think it's friendly, because she only goes on Instagram to sell something.
And she wants to sell a million units.
Sell this dress. Yeah. Let's just talk about it.
I know Nicole told me not to buy things.
Go ahead and buy it.
I'm buying it right now.
Ashley Benson is rocking a black vinyl blazer. Did she break the bank with this one?
Well, I see that
definitely.
The bag is definitely expensive. I think that blazer is expensive.
I'm going to go friendly on this
one. You are?
Really? Mm-hmm.
Those boots are shuts or shoots or
Let's
however
see.
You pronounce
it. I got
it.
Those boots.
Let's see what
those
this
boots
vinyl
are
blazer is.
What?
Budget friendly. Vinyl.
You nail it every time.
By the way, vinyl is never the bomb and it's never expensive.
But Stella McCartney uses vinyl and her jackets are like $800.
But it doesn't look this cheap. Jennifer Lawrence gave us all the spring vibes in this green kitten printed dress. Was this budget friendly or budget boostool?
It looks like it was...
That's what it looks like. That's unfortunate, but that's what it is.
I'm going to go with Buster. She ain't trying to save no money right now. She
right.
$775.
Wow. Buster. Girl, you better have kept the tags on that dress.
I actually like it.
Not for that. It's the shoes throwing me off.
For me, it's the shoes.
I don't like that. No. Not for that. Okay.
Vanessa Hudgens went super glam with this black feather dress. Did she write a big check for this one? Is it Buster? Budget buster or budget friendly? I can't say my budget today.
That is called Gaia.
You already know?
Ooh, let's see if she is correct, everybody.
Am I right?
It is called Gaia at $1,698.
Dang.
This is crazy. By the way, is Liliana's outfit today budget friendly or budget buster?
It depends who's watching the show.
Who makes this two-piece?
I can't check the tag. My belly gets in the way.
Let me go ahead.
The tag.
I'm going to check it for you.
I'm going to go with this because she didn't buy it.
Get out of here.
And
come back tomorrow. We're hanging with Wendy Williams and Kelly Clarkson and Seth Rogen. It's going to be fire at 11 tomorrow.
I can't wait.
It's going to be a good show.